This meeting is now being recorded.
Initiates continue to follow the astral form or that of the coming successor. Do all masters appoint a successor?
The initiate who's been initiated by some master who has left physical plane, but he desires to be initiated forever, never leaves him to the end of the world. So he will be connected with that master by whom he was initiated, and for satsang purposes, he should attend the other one who is following.
Everybody hear that? What did Swamiji of Agra smoke in his hookah? Why did Jamal follow someone who smoked?
Why? I think they had to smoke on their own business. You need not smoke. Because I tell you one thing, the man who lives in the snakes, I'll give you an example, who got that incantation power, he is not bitten by the snake. But all others will be bitten by the snake. Don't copy him, but do what he says.
Does a doctor assume his patient's karma when he heals them?
If he exerts, then he might contact by sympathy, now sympathy. But if he does a duty, and sweet memories of God leave everything to him, then he's not to contact any God.
All right. Who or what is the Antichrist? What is the negative power?
What is in your mind? God is wishing to away to the outer things and attached to the outer things, not wind out from there and have this within.
Says yesterday you said that eating wrong foods could cause sickness. The questioner thought that sickness was the result of past karma. Would Master please explain the cause of physical disorders?
You know there are colds, small cause colds and high colds and precursor colds. The small cases are decided in a week or so, or a month. Higher still in months, and pre-consul case in years. So, what you do is here, you have the result the following in a day or two or a week. That is small cause course, you see. And the higher course that takes time, you see, may be taken to the next birth.
An associate made up her mind to leave the path. Why does this happen?
Because in his control of mind, led away by mind. But you come to a master, as Christ said, Satan wait. Then sovereignty, let Satan come forward, then you must delay your progress.
What will happen then? To the person, Master.
Who?
The one who left the path.
He cannot go away. He's brought back sooner or later. He may leave, but Master won't leave him. He gives a long rope, of course.
Dear Master, if an initiate thinks she has the need, is permissible to seek the help of an analyst or a psychiatrist or a counselor.
That is a physical illness, he might. If he can fully relax and come in contact with the sound principle within, that has got curative power itself.
Says, Master, we are getting married in a few weeks. Would you say a few words about marriage?
Marriage, you see, according to the scriptures, if followed, there is peace. Scriptures say marriage means it is a sacrament, first of all, not a contract. If God is united, then that no power disunites. So marriage means taking a companion in life to be with you in weal or woe, and both help each other to know God. Then you may have a, one duty may be of begetting children when it is wanted. Now there is no machine of enjoyment, you see. The married people must have some time in life where they should lead life, chaste life. After all, they have to go back to God.
Dear Master, is being aware of a person's physical dimensions without desire a delight, a default in chastity? Being aware of a person's physical dimensions without desire, a default in chastity.
Don't follow what is meant by that.
I think this means observing the physical form of someone without desiring them. That's what I would interpret.
Well, that is the man who written it. To get what he says, what he wants.
Who wrote it? Master wants to know
what is driving it.
I'm saying if you're aware of someone's physical form, if you notice their dimension without desiring them, if you're aware of their body,
if you're aware of the beauty of their form without desiring them, is this a fault? Should you mark as a fault in chastity?
If that affects it, no life, why not?
He said if it's no offense, why not observe them? Does Master feel that it is proper for widows and widowers to remarry?
You want my or what scripture say, you see? Scripture all say peaceful life is one for one. And the remarry, read Moses' orders, commandments. Read for yourself. I'm not against what you have got in your customs, but to read Moses' commandments on the subject. Very detailed commandment is given there. That depends on the custom, please.
Depends on the custom.
In East, they don't like. How many men can love? Love is not love, it's genuine.
While I'm withdrawing from the body, just before breaking through, I have a struggle about whether I will make it in my mind. Then often I yawn and what's my attention? My attention is gone. What should I do?
If you leave it, do effortless effort, then there's no problem. If you effort, the very effort stands in the way.
I think one of the things that from your questions that we've noticed that when Master is here, we clutch even more than we do when we meditate alone sometimes. We try harder. We expect more. And he keeps telling us every day, relax and let me pull you through. And I know this is one of my big faults. I clutch and I shouldn't be. I get in a hurry. when fixing the gaze, do we look from without into the third eye, or do we look from the third eye into what is in front of us?
Your third eye is the bag that opens only when you rise above body consciousness, not before. That opens into the beyond. Outer eye is a different thing.
Your instructions in meditation are to look out, I believe.
In front, that is to save tension.
Yes.
That is to save tension.
Master, could you state simply whether long hair on males is a hindrance on the path? I thought we got that one yesterday.
If you are always dressing your hair when sitting, then it's a hindrance. Sometimes I see dog benches, then again put it at the back. They're not in the habit. When they form habit there, but they're always dressing the hair, I think that's a challenge. Why not have to bind it? So that there's maybe no, but that is no now, you see. Hair don't grow long than what is required, nature requires.
During meditation, the eyes drop below the horizontal level. Then the white clouds and colored lights are more easily seen.
See in front, therefore.
Says here, do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and do you believe we are saved by Jesus' shed blood?
All masters who are sent by God are sons of God. We respect them in love.
Says, I noticed that you and Mara Baba were born the same month and year. Have you met with him? Could you tell us if he was a perfect master?
He invited me when his followers were Jean Edgio, who wrote his life, by which thousands were people attracted to him. He was initiated, she was initiated here, along with other. Then he came up out here. Then he went back, he invited me to come over there. I didn't go, he embraced me, very lovingly. He said, told me, all right, follow him what he says. And that's all I met him. And he said, I won't die. But he did die, God knows why.
Dear Master, when you leave the room and give your blessing as you are walking out, are you blessing us all equally, or do you just bestow a special blessing on those only upon whom you look at individually?
By radiation, who are receptive, they receive more.
Is there a way for us to know if we are about above? Is there a way for us to know if we are above body consciousness?
That is what you decide when you ask, not above body consciousness, and you won't think of the world. Do you see the world then? You know whether you are risen above body consciousness, you know. Nobody else will reply to you or testify. When you see light within, you are cut off on the physical side, the outside. That you know.
How are our companions chosen, and how should they be maintained?
Everybody loves such a man who has got of the same inclination, same habits. Generally. But we should just see what is the ideal before us. If you are after God, then select such a, like people who have got spiritual mind. Those who got worldly things, and naturally they select those who are in the worldly way. Who are a businessman, they see the companion of some businessman will be helping.
Does being unclean physically impair spiritual meditation?
When you rise above body consciousness, then to be clean, all right, you'll be wide awake, you'll be right and blind. To keep it in a temple of God, keep it clean. But when you rise above body consciousness, whether it's clean or not, you rise above it. This is question who are adept in it for them. Others should be wide awake, quite fresh and blind.
Please explain that on interviews one should ask for spiritual progress and not mundane family affairs.
If you go to a king, then what is yours? You'll ask only order you, what you say, pennies or something more valuable. Naturally, if you come to a master, he has got the spiritual wealth. Others also go, there's nothing that cannot be had at his feet, but always have what he is specially meant for him. What others cannot give, and that is spiritual wealth.
I think that's perfectly clear and obvious that when we come to Master, we should be seeking spiritual improvement in ourselves and help in this respect. What is selfless service on the diary?
Selfless service in which you have got no personal interest for return. Maybe somebody is sick, they serve men, serve his own relatives, his own relations, that's all right, his own brothers, but those with whom you have got no selfish motives, that's a selfless service. In which your self is not involved, direct.
Some men say all souls will be with God, but others say some will end up on a lesser plane. Which is true?
Who has the two gone to this plane? Let them stand up. Well, only they just telling a certain question, which practically they don't know. To know God, even you, in the body, when you little rise, you have no God. Then the plane, higher planes also. There are so many mentions in the house of our Father. So life is affecting. See, you know God, that's all right. Degrees of knowing God. One is direct difference to it, the other are the mouthpiece, the other only for a while when it should be a habitual radiation. So that depends on that.
About wearing or using leather goods, does this bring about karma?
In all sins, least sin to go on with. To breathe is also a thing. Wheel of life, you find in detail. You breathe as also a sin. You eat that is also, but of least degree. The all sins are washed away when we become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, not before. So we have to live on the least sin and know him.
Please indicate or explain how we disciples on the spiritual path are to keep from discoursing among ourselves after a meeting.
That I think already given for spiritual matters, you are not to discuss with anyone. He may guide you, not very correct. Then, for spiritual matters, contact him and guide him with the master. If you discuss something, one man says something, another says the same, may not be correct, very correct. One has got more experience, the other got less. The man who has got more, he will be elated, the other will be disappointed. Each man has his own way of progress. But spiritual matters remain in contact with the mind. No, you don't discuss them. They won't help you. Either they will bring you some doubt or something. disappointment or some elation.
If an initiate prays for the mental or physical healing of another person, does the initiate risk taking on the person's illness or karma?
Yes, he will do that, surely.
If one is to die, I understand that he is to have 3 days' notice from you. Will you come and tell us on the inside, even though we have
no hard and fast rule, but he becomes conscious even weeks before, according to his own development.
Says even though you've been unable to reach the radiant form of the Master, that was the end of it. Lots of people don't reach the radiant form.
No, they've got some information that they're going, you see. Yes. Though they do not see the radiant form, but they have informed me, you're going ready.
What is the best method for purifying the mind?
You're giving me high bliss? When you give him more higher bliss, more enjoyment in something as compared with the outward enjoyment, naturally, leave all such enjoyment.
Master, under which heading in the diary form should I put my incapacity to gather up attention in meditation?
There's no heading there.
No heading there.
What you don't put it off till tomorrow, what you can do today. Procrastination is the thief of time. Do what you can do today. Don't put it off till tomorrow or after some years. Who knows, that time will come or not.
Some initiates say you have given them permission to eat infertile eggs, and many are now practicing this in their diet.
You should stand up.
Stand up.
Who says I have permission?
Anyone that says I have permission.
Well, they will go by hearsay.
Don't be bashful.
They will go by hearsay.
The great master does not allow to eat fertile or unfertile eggs. That's a category of meat and is not...
That's less of passion. It's very clear. It's very first condition.
Time is running short, so
please explain how we can fall in love with the Master. I am ashamed that I do not have real love for the Master.
Because he does not live up to the commandments of the Master. That's only. If you want to please somebody, what should you do? Just have such a life which is pleasing to him. What life is pleasing to him? Chaste life, good life, sympathetic life, who helps to others, who does not torment anybody, who does not use up his body right, who is honest and all. These things will appeal to him. Who puts in regular time to meditation, comes in contact with the higher self, his life will change, naturally that will be to the Master. There is more love there too.
Master, I wonder if you, since it's a nice outdoor meeting, and the last time we had an outdoor meeting like this, you told us the difference in trying and doing.
Yes. Trying is half-heartedness. Doing, definite. And moreover, when you come into contact with the light and sound principle within, that is the expression of, outer expression of God. The more God is love, the more you come in contact with love, that will overflow. Love is the overflow within you. And the more you come in radiation of the Master to the overflowing love, still more you, by receptivity, you have more love. Love will flare up. These are the things.
Can we have an ashram in Miami?
It's up to you. You can maintain it. That's a good idea, of course.
When concentration is imperfect and the master form appears and reappears for brief instances, is it due to the negative power or our unreceptive state? Should we report the master form?
That the criterion has been given to you already. Repeat the five names. If that does not stand before it, it is negative. If it does stand, it is real. It comes up because sometimes to give a sure study, initiate, I am with him.
Last question. In bhajan, I hear rumbling and high-pitched humming. Should I listen to the higher pitch to go higher?
Continue. What is the higher? Which is more clear? Follow that. Which is more clear? Follow that. So whom should you love? Naturally, if you love somebody who is coming and going, naturally we'll have to come back. We follow him wherever he goes. If you love somebody in whom God is manifest, naturally, where will you go? Where he will go? If he is not to return back, then you are not to return back. What will he say? He says, well, this man body, you have got the highest rung in creation. You are fortunate. But the highest aim before you is to know God. That you can do only in man body and no other body. That you have got fortunately, you have got it already. With the grace of God. So this is your turn to see God, to meet God. All other things, they are to be paid off, all debts, giving and taking, you see, and the reaction of the past. Whom you love naturally, it follows that you have to just do what he says. Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And what does he say? Well, this is I turn to meet God, man body, the highest rung in creation, you have got by the grace of God. Make the best use of it. What is the best use of it? To know God. And to know God, we must know ourselves. Self-knowledge precedes God's knowledge. Not as a matter of inference or feeling, but as a matter of self-analysis, rising above body consciousness. When you know self, you know the old self which is controlling you in the body. And what is the expression of that? God is the expression of power. God is light and God is sound principle. When you withdraw from outside, rise above body consciousness, you see with the inner eye open the light of God. And here the sound of the nada consciousness. One who is competent in that is called a saint, is called a sadhu or sadhu. So best thing to whom we should love is such a person in whom God is manifest. So, when you're near such a man, you see, you come across and he's whole, where that powerhouse is connected, you see, you come nearer to powerhouse. Marana Room says, when you come across a true master, you come nearer to God. See, God is manifest in him. So, coming to his feet, by radiation you get withdrawn too. The more your attention is riveted in him, the more you think of him, the more you are drawn with him. And your soul withdraws from the body, you see the light of God. So, this is the feet of a master. In the world, man body, the highest idea before us is to know God. But to know God, we must meet with somebody in whom he manifests, who can also manifest in us the same God power working within us. See, although he does not ask you to leave the world and go to the forest, you see, he says, remain in the world, pay up all debts, give and take, which you have to do as a reaction of the past, pay up those straightly, and direct your footsteps to God. Yes? Those who can guide you that way, he is called the master. There is no reserved right any of outer and this religion, you see. Masters have been coming in all regions. You remain anywhere you like, but meet such a master, you see, with whom he is manifest and who has the competency to make that power of God manifest in you. Such a man, while living in the world too, when he is always thinking of God, you see, naturally will you go to God. In your tie to the world, naturally you will have to come back again and again. Man body is the highest rung in creation, fortunately. We have got it already, and the best use of it is to know God. To know God, we must know ourselves. It's a practical subject of self-analysis that can be demonstrated by someone who rises above body consciousness daily. So this is what I will tell you, whom we should love in the world. You see?
Good morning and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. The recording you just heard was from December the 8th, 1972, when Master spoke at Birch State Park in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Our reader this morning is Kurt Hilger. Good morning, Kurt. Hello, Kurt. I think you need to unmute your phone. Hello, Kurt. Are you there? Well, I guess if Kurt calls in later, we will have him read.
David, are you there?
Oh, there you are. There you are. Now we got you.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
All right. I'm continuing the talk that I read from last time from the June 1974 issue of Satsandesh. It's entitled From Poison to Purity. It is a great blessing to have a human body. Still greater is the blessing of the living master. He is the attention and the controller of the attention in others. When the attention is imprisoned in the mind and senses, how can it rise above by itself? The great guru drags the attention up. What great power there is in attention. Great is man. You are attention, are you not? All men are micro-gods, truly speaking. Why remain in misery? He who sent you is himself calling you back. Return home in peace. God sent you to this world and has also sent someone to take you back home, through whom he is saying, come, children, come back home. Masters come for this purpose alone, for the sake of the pious and the sinner alike, for both are at the level of mind and senses, are they not? Without self-knowledge, man achieves nothing. Some seekers roam around naked. Some will not eat from any vessel, but only from their hand. Many go on pilgrimages to different holy places, doing different practices. But desires are not killed by any of these means. Cut off your head, go to any extreme, but you will not control your mind thereby. The masters repeat and repeat this. 1. Dirt of the mind cannot be washed by these practices. 2. When the mind is dirty, everything is dirty. Washing the body will not cleanse the mind. 3. World has forgotten all in illusion. Only a rare one will solve the mystery. Kabir Sahib said, a fish drifting down the limpid waters of the Ganges, washing itself in many ways, could not be rid of its smell. The wise ones begin to purify the mind, having no bad thought for anyone, not in thought, nor word, nor deed. Like appropriating another's goods, for instance. There must be no lies, no cheating, no cunning and scheming. We are all brothers and sisters in God. Remember, and the wise man will do good to all alike, and think only good of all men. The masters are sometimes quite abrupt, with all due deference. Bhule Shah once very plainly said, God is not found in any mosque or Kaaba. God is not in the Quran, nor in namaz. Neither saw I God in places of pilgrimage. O Bhule Shah, from my guru I got that gift, whereby all my difficult search was ended. What a shortcut it is. What a blessing to find some master who will reveal it within you. The teachings of past masters are valuable, for they are one and the same, and those who met them experienced a practical demonstration of those teachings, of the true knowledge. You will find the similarity running through all the scriptures from which I am constantly quoting. But the seeker must receive a demonstration himself. He must see for himself, and then go on to develop further. The subject is a long one, but a complete outline can be had from any of the hymns of the great masters who taught this science. Their conclusions are unanimous. No one can cross the ocean of mind, for the waves are gigantic. Without a controller, none can cross. Do you feel a need for such a person who is in perfect control of his attention? The world's history shows that it has never respected such personalities. They have been accused of destroying the established customs. They have been banned from entering cities. They have been hung, crowned with thorns, made to sit upon red-hot iron plates. When Hazrat Mian Mir heard that Guru Arjan Sahib was to be forced to sit on the hot iron plate, he lamented to the Guru, I cannot bear it that they will do this to you. Guru Arjan Sahib told him, Listen, this power is also in you and in everyone. All may destroy one another, yet that power will remain. It is God's will that this is happening. O Kabir, mind is the same, no matter where you apply it, whether in the Guru's devotion or the worldly earnings. Make a decision what you want to do. Do you want to waste your life? You are already drifting away. Go on drifting if you prefer. However, if you would prefer to benefit from your human life, then you must give time for it. In truth, this is our real work. All other work is not ours, but merely a means of finishing our give and take. You are here in this world for a few days only. It is not your permanent abode. Do you want to spend all the time sowing new seeds? It is a golden opportunity offered to you. Benefit from it. Otherwise, you will go around the perpetual circle of action again. The whole world is a disciple of the mind. Only few are disciples of the Guru. Those who keep his commandments gain that unfathomable knowledge. You must decide for yourself. The very essence of the holy scriptures are put before you. Guru Amar Das Ji came to the feet of Guru Angad after more than 70 years of searching. When, through his Guru's grace, he realized the truth, he said that it was impossible for anyone whose mind is trapped within the 10 doors to truly sing the Lord's praises. On the subject of the mind, this hymn of Guru Amar Das reveals, How can he sing God's praise, whose mind is entrapped within the 10 doors? The senses sorely aggravated, passion and anger daily tormented. The competent doctor will tell you of the cure for the diseased mind and what steps to take. A good doctor will not only diagnose, but will give you the cure also. One who gives only advice is not efficient. Now the cure for the mind has already been told to you, has it not? Go to a realized soul, and he will first tell you this. The guru makes you controller of the house. You become the mistress of the house. Guru Ramdas termed it queen of the house and explained how he was given 10 maidservants to work for him, the 5 senses of action and the 5 of knowledge. Spirituality starts with the first step, but it is something which never perishes. The human body is 2-part. One is above the eyes and the other below the eyes. The senses operate from the eyes down, and through them the outer impressions enter into one's being. In a room full of kajal, mascara, no matter how careful, you will get stain upon stain upon stain. This is what happens to you in this world. Rise above it all, above the body consciousness. The great guru drags the attention up. These are direct references for your guidance, that the masters give a way up, up to where the sound is vibrating and the light is effulgent. The great masters, Lord Krishna, Lord Buddha, Hazrat Muhammad Sahib, Jesus Christ, and others, all spoke of these 2 principles. Merely wearing the label of a particular religion does not make you a true exponent of it. He in whom the light is effulgent is a Khalsa. He who climbs the highest peak to see God's radiance is a true Muslim. He who sees the light of God is a true Christian. You must actually see that light. The senses are perpetually dragging us around. The sense of sight drags us to beautiful scenes. The sense of audition draws us to melodious music and sounds. The sense of taste attracts our attention to enjoyable things to eat. The sense of smell is seeking fragrant aromas, etc. And the sense of touch leads one to sensual enjoyments. Likewise, through these senses we are subject to passion, anger, greed, attachment, and ego, which will go on attacking us until we rise above their influence. The true master teaches a way up to a higher level and gives one a demonstration of that at the first sitting, which can then be practiced daily. Remember, spirituality starts when the senses, mind, and intellect are stilled. When Guru Amar Das came to Guru Angad, the Guru gave him the demonstration, and Amar Das said, "What beautiful sound comes from within. I hear the sound which has vibrated through the 4 ages. That sound supporting all, maker of all, the perfection in each being. And that sound is everlasting." Wonderful is the Lord's attribute, that unstruck sound which is vibrating. Rare on earth is experience of that vibrating Nam, but its nectar is tasted through the Guru's teaching. God is nameless. He is that power. That power is vibrating everywhere, but it is difficult to realize because one must get in contact with it. Who then does get that contact? Whosoever has good fortune from way back gets connection to God's Nam. Nanak says, happiness is theirs in whose house the unstruck sound vibrates. Also, it is said, no heed for caste, this knowledge is for all. In this iron age, whoever meditates on Nam O Nanak, get salvation. You may be a Hindu or Muslim or Christian. It makes no difference, for the light is the same. Why conjure differences? Temples, mosques, churches, and other sacred places contain the symbols of that light and symbols of the vibrating sound. But the true temple or mosque is the human form in which the light of God exists. A certain Muslim saint quite frankly says that to attend the mosque is for the beginners only. These edifices were made to remind man that light is within his own form. To attend them is all right for the uninitiated, but if the light is not seen thereby, where is the benefit? However, the true seekers go on searching by performing various practices. Those who do become gurumukhs give the direct advice and tell the seekers to seek within the temple of the body. They do not leave the people stranded with only the books for guidance, but explain how to find that which is written of in the books. All knowledge lies within, and the key to it is with the Guru. Guru Amar Das explains how the mind becomes pure. While attention stays in the mind's waves, there is abundance of ego and pride. Until the Shabd is connected and love for the Nam develops. The taste for Nam comes only when the connections with the senses are severed. When the mind becomes pure through Shabd, then it can sing the Lord's praises. The Guru's knowledge reveals itself. Then you will reach our true home. How can one who is being dragged through the worldly affairs praise God? Self-knowledge is required. You have to go home, yourself, not the senses, mind, and intellect, but you. You are the power behind your whole being. Remember Guru Amar Das, then advises the mind. O mind, remain in perpetual intoxication. Always sing God's praises. This was his advice after receiving the inner gift. Leave off the plane of senses, which is devoid of all taste. O friend, drink the nectar of Nam. The world has no true taste, but it is but a place of sin and immorality. But the Nam is the elixir of life, and we should have preference for the taste of that. Only with that nectar can the mind be controlled. Lord Krishna explained how he controlled a thousand-headed serpent, which he found at the bottom of the river Jumna, by playing his flute. It was his way of describing the serpent mind, which has a thousand ways of inflicting poison into us. It can be controlled only by the sound of Nam. God is the Pure One, giver of everlasting peace. Analyze your mind and receive the fruit. In the past, you desired many things, but they were never fulfilled. Now everything is fulfilled, even before that wishful thought comes, because nature is now at one's beck and call. Even with a little intoxication of Nam, one can be the controller of nature. Swami Ram Tirath said that with the Lord's intoxicant comes a cool breeze. All one's heated passions are cooled, and even the simplest desire is fulfilled. The Swami then explained how the masters never proclaim that they come straight from heaven, but rather they talk as man to man. Guru Amar Das, likewise, in all modesty, continues, we, the sinners, became pure brothers since we came to the feet of God. This is an indication that masters were also at the sense level ones, but have ascended to the high state of purity by surrendering themselves at God's feet. Then he says, the sinking stone was lifted out of the senses, all true praise to him. You can see that this is a watch which my fingers are holding, but I am the power behind the fingers which makes it possible. To come close to a realized soul means to be near the greatness of God in him. So to go to a master's feet is like going to the feet of God, for it is the same power working in him. And the first thing he does is to drag that sinking stone of the attention above the deep ocean of senses. And then he settles account with Dharam Rai, Lord of judgment or death, and takes me out of the mire of sin. He clears up your case in Dharam Rai's court and lifts you above the senses. How many such masters can one meet in this world? When they tell us that they also were under the senses, it means that there is hope for everyone. By the Guru's teaching, we, the poison, became the water of life. Now the body's filthy smell is replaced by sandalwood fragrance. The stage of everlasting life is reached by rising above the poison of the senses. Ruled by the senses, the body emanates an unpleasant smell, but with purity of thought, it will emit a delightful perfumed fragrance. People spend so much money on toilet preparations and scented soaps, etc., to keep the body smelling sweet. Otherwise, the odious smell from various thought waves is very strong. Each thought has both color and smell of varying degrees and shades. But the masters may refrain from washing for some time and be yet surrounded by a fragrant atmosphere from their body, which is also the result of their thoughts. It is a very practical and scientific thing, each man having his own radiation according to the type of life he leads and the thoughts he has. If his life is spiritual, his color will be golden or white. If his life is full of love, his radiation will be blue. You may have observed that usually they depict Lord Krishna in blue or yellow color. The same thing applies to the smell emitting from the body. A passionate man will smell like a herd of sheep, no matter how much he washes himself. One who is full of anger gives off a smell like burnt cloth. A greedy person smells very earthy. But Guru Amar Das tells us that the masters were also like us once and have reached a stage of purity, so there is hope and potential for everyone. And the way to that? Man's birth is difficult to attain. He came to earth to earn. With full good fortune, the Satguru was met and the Lord's Nam received. Make the best use of your life and make it bear forth fruit. This can be accomplished by meeting the Satguru and receiving the Lord's Nam. It is only through the blessing of great grace that one can approach a living master. Guru Amar Das Ji quite frankly says that at one time an unpleasant smell came from his body, but it did turn into a sweet fragrance. If you would also like your being to emanate such lovely fragrance, then do your bhajan and keep in regular contact with the Nam. It is your own work, but we would put the obligation onto others if we could. But remember, you can do this work only when in the human form, and only you can do it. Manmukh is in forgetfulness, steeped in poison, wasting his precious life. God's Nam is an ocean of joy, but he could not contact the true Shabd. Those not connected to the Guru remain under the mind and senses, and the birth they have been given with great blessing is utterly wasted. The ocean of joy is perpetually pounding above the eyes, and the Guru gives the way up to it. That upside-down well in the void contains a lighted lamp which burns with neither wick nor oil. Through its flame the sound vibrates and issues forth. He hears, whoever enters the samadhi of true knowledge, and none other. Those who go into samadhi or very deep meditation hear the true sound. The gift of Nam is being given publicly and openly by the grace of Hazur. When I toured the West, thousands received it, not hundreds. Apart from the centers in India, there are two others throughout the world. By tongue, all say, Lord, Lord, but in very few hearts does he reside. Everyone is outwardly repeating God's name, Allah, Allah, Ram, Ram, and so on. But it usually means the Lord's name on the tongue and a knife in the pocket at the ready. God will never be satisfied by such hypocrisy. One can fool the world, perhaps, but not the Lord. O Nanak, he in whose heart God resides, got the salvation. If he becomes manifest in your heart, soul, then you may consider you have succeeded in your life's work. Repetition of God's name does not realize him. By the Guru's blessing, he resides within, and some realize the fruit of that. What do you achieve by repeating God's name with the tongue only? If you actually see him within you, you will cease to sin. Each and every action we make is seen by God. How could anyone sin if this was truly realized? You have got this life with abundance of good fortune, so make the best use of it. For those who are wasting it away at the sense level, who knows when you will get the chance again, and when you will again have the opportunity of doing this important work. Guru Amar Das has given such emphasis to this hymn by offering his own life as example. In the company of such masters, who are in perfect control of their attention, there is pin-drop silence. What serenity! It does not matter to what group you belong, for all religions were built upon the base of some noble purpose, but you should take the utmost benefit from them. That benefit means to realize God. An enlightened one will teach you how to seek him within the temple of this human body. And when you go within this body and see for yourself, you will truly understand the religious scriptures. The inner way is mentioned in them all, for those who saw for themselves have recorded their experiences. The thoughts of all the masters are parallel. Read the book, Nam or Word, which I have written. I have reserved no special rights for these books, and they have been translated into many languages, German, French, Spanish, Italian, Greek, even Russian. Religions are good. They are the first necessary step, for man is a social being and must be part of some social structure. The second step is to meditate on God's Nam is the supreme Dharma, whereby your action will become pure. In this ashram, there is no mention of any special sect. Do not be misled by hearsay. This is a school of satsang. if you start to put emphasis on outer form, you will retrogress. This work is all by the grace of Hazur, Hazur Baba Sawan Singh Ji, in whose remembrance the 27th of July is upheld every year. This date is coming soon, and I feel the best way of celebrating any Master's Day is like this. Today is July 1st, so the whole month should be spent in his remembrance. Read the teachings and understand them. Then try to hold on to them. Give some time, 2 hours, 4 hours, or more. The Muslim brothers keep a whole month fast, do they not? Well, you need not fast, but you can eat less, and then put in 2, 4, or 6 hours daily for meditation. For 1 month, take leave from the worldly duties. What is the harm in trying it? In this way, you will really benefit from that which you have taken up. In the past, people used to go to holy places for 1 or 2 months in the year for the purpose of getting clear of the poisons of the cities for a period and to sit at the feet of some master in remembrance of God. If you want to celebrate July 27th, then leave all else and do your meditation. Making a big noise with empty words will benefit you nothing. If you are at present doing 2 hours of meditation, then do 6 instead, or 8. Readjust your life and make a concentrated effort, and when that day of the 27th comes, you might become something. And that concludes the talk from Poison to Purity in the June 1974 issue of Sat Sandesh. Thank you, Master.
And thank you, Kurt, for reading for us. We had 80 callers at today's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Master, for providing this for us. Now, please hang up your phones.